with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Normally, we start with a look at the upcoming opponent, in this case, the Washington Redskins, but we're going to call an audible because the crux of the matter is always the Green Bay Packers. And Mike, plain and simple, how you feeling about your team right now?
I feel good about our football team. We have some guys that are getting healthy, and we got you know, obviously have some guys that have some work to do in that department. So, you know, with that, I've said it time and time again, you know, I love the way this group works, their commitment, their attitude, and, you know, we're off to the races here as we start our preparation for the Washington Redskins.
Mike, when you look at some of the problems that developed coming out of the Titan game, how much of those problems can be solved just by playing a little smarter? You know, some penalties, some blown coverage, stuff like that, just playing a little smarter?
Really the two areas you've already hit. I mean, we were just not clean on a number of assignments, and those things really hurt us. I mean, we had some assignment issues that created big plays and led to touchdowns or were touchdowns for the Titans. And the penalties, there's no excuse for that. You know, we knew we had an officiating crew that was very high as far as their attention, the personal conduct, whether you agree or don't, you know, agree or disagree with the calls that they made, we knew it was going to factor into the game. That's the history. That, you know, there's a game plan that's done each and every week. There's a study on the officiating crews along with the opponent. So we did not handle that part very well.
During tough stretches like you're in right now, you've been in before and come out of them. During these types of times, what do you expect out of your leaders on your football team?
Well, I think that the talking's done. We've talked enough about, you know, what we need to do and how we're going to do it, and it's just really taking that energy and pouring it into what matters, and that's about getting ready. Obviously, we have a responsibility to answer questions. I think with that, you stand tall, you answer them short and sweet, and keep it focused about what matters, and that's beating the Redskins.
Mike, you actually said earlier this week that the ups and downs, the twists and turns of a season are part of the football thing that you really enjoy.
That's the challenge. I mean, it's never the same. You don't always see it coming. You never have control of certain situations, and that's all part of the journey, and that's part of the challenge of the National Football League. I think that's why we all do it.
Mike, another thing you mentioned the other day that I found kind of interesting, because it kind of goes against conventional wisdom, is that you said your game performance hasn't lived up to your preparation. And as a coach, how do you go about making sure they're meshing where they should be?
Well, I mean, we'd like to talk about things as a coaching staff and a football team, you know, as far as your preparation and then your performance. And really our preparation, working through our performances, you know, we need to do a better job. We're not where we want to be. We understand that. We know how we need to get there. And we're just really knuckling down and staying focused on that.
Mike, some of the fellows that have been out for an extended time, Jared Cook, Demaryius Randall, Clay Matthews, is there a chance they could go against the Redskins?
Well, actually, all three of those guys will practice in a limited fashion Wednesday, and hopefully they keep progressing throughout the week. So all three of those guys are going to be given a chance to play.
Mike, somebody got back last week, James Starks, and he had a good return, 4-7 a carry, touchdown catch on that screen. And the thing I noticed about James during practice last week was that he is a full-grown running back. It's been a while since I saw one of those back there, but he just brings something you don't have without that big physical guy like James and Eddie are.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And really, Ty's kind of grown into that kind of player too, Ty Montgomery. But James is an outstanding player, has been for a long time for us, but he's a three-down player, and that's what you're looking for at the running back position. So he can do it on first and second down in the backfield, out of the backfield, but, you know, also having him in there on the pass protection, you know, the identification, his experience, particularly versus a team that's high in pressure as the Titans were. So, yeah, it was definitely great to have James back.
Another fella you got back a couple of games ago, Corey Linsley, and that, with the injury to J.C. Treader, that has really worked out well, and it looks like Corey is really rounding into form quickly.
Definitely. I think any time you have a change and one player steps in and so forth and nothing's said was not a whole lot of conversation. I think that's a great illustration of success. You know, Corey stepped right in there, and it really fits his way. He's a blue collar. He's a blue collar guy. That's the way he plays. That's the way he works. And he's put together, you know, two good games. And like you said, I think he's really getting back to where he needs to be.
While we're in that neighborhood, Mike, I got to bring up Don Barclay, who was called on to replace T.J. Lang fairly early in the Titan game. And Donnie was really, really solid.
Donnie did a heck of a job. And, you know, you think about Donnie practices all the positions during the course of the week. So you talk about preparation, the ability to, you know, step right in there and play. You know, Donnie's also the backup center. So, you know, so we've kind of kept him on special teams because of that. But now you can see why. So he stepped right in there for TJ and did a heck of a job.
Wanted to mention one other thing coming out of the Titan game, because I thought it spoke volumes about what the guys think of their leader, Aaron Rodgers, is when he ran that touchdown in and he was hit late, the way those guys rallied around him. I mean, that was real deal emotion and how much they care about their guy.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I started with Devontae and just the whole offense, and that's what you're supposed to do. Frankly, it took a lot of discipline on keeping a number of those guys on the sideline, too. So, yeah, it's definitely, you can see the passion, and not only for one another, but especially for Aaron.
Thank you, Mike. And more of the Mike McCarthy Show just ahead.
I'm Lance Allen. Next on the Mike McCarthy Show, our special guest Corey Linsley. He talks about the state of the Packers locker room and how Ohio State and Wisconsin can come together once again. That's in a minute. We are back at the Mike McCarthy Show with our special guest, Corey Linsley. Corey, thanks for the time.
Appreciate you having me.
And Corey, what is the mood around 1265 Lombardi Avenue this week?
It's not entirely great, but I think that, you know, I've said this before, that all the guys in the locker room, they're all great guys. You know, we don't have any anti-establishment guys that, you know, want to deviate from this thing, you know. So everybody wants to right the ship, and that's the most important thing, that everybody has that desire to win, and you know, nobody's satisfied with just coming in, doing our deal, and getting the paycheck and getting out. Everybody wants to win, so I think that that's the most motivating thing coming in every day.
Is it as simple as the little bit of a cliche, get a win, or is it a little bit more involved than that?
You know what, if we knew the answer, and if everybody knew the answer, you know, everybody would just do the same thing and we'd all win, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that it's going to take some evaluation, some figuring out internally and externally in the program or in the franchise. But I think that regardless, we got the guys to do it. So I think that whatever it takes, I think I have confidence in our locker room that we'll do it.
And it's amazing to say, Corey, that you're only still one game out of first place. Now, I can look ahead. You're focused on this week in Washington. But somebody like me can look ahead and say, hey, at the end of the year, you play the Vikings and the Lions, and this thing could still come down to the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're exactly right. We're focused on this week. It's 1-0 this week. It's our goal. And, you know, sometimes teams get caught up too much into that and looking forward and everything. But as long as we take care of our week and our job, you know, we'll be fine.
Is it like old times at center?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it felt good to be back out there. But obviously, you know, everybody needed to play better. And, you know, it didn't feel as satisfying without that win.
What did it feel like for you this year? Kind of a different year for you, where you go on the PUP list, hurt your hamstring, probably feel like, okay, what's going to come out of this? And then all of a sudden you get plugged in as soon as you're back.
Yeah, it was kind of different. But, you know, I just had confidence built up that, you know, it's not like I changed as a player or I changed as a person. You know, the trainers and everybody, Nate and Flea and Coach McCarthy, Coach Cam and Coach Lavott, they all, you know, helped me out so much over the past, you know, since May, you know, that I've been hurt. And I think that that's paid off coming back, not, you know, being able to effectively plug in there at center. And I think that that's a credit to them as well as myself.
What is it like to make the line calls and kind of be the de facto quarterback on that line?
I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of easy. You know, when you got guys like we have on our offensive line, I mean, you got so many years of experience and the cohesiveness that we built up over the years, that it's just like, you know, coming in and coming out, you know, everybody's willing to help you. Nobody's getting upset at, you know, little things or anything. You know, we're all in this together. So I think that for anybody to do that, you know, plug in like that, I think the cohesiveness and the sort of the relationships that we build in the offensive line room help out a lot.
You're a young guy, but you've started for a while now in your third year, but you had Lane Taylor alongside you, you know, a little bit on the young side, and then Don Barclay had to be inserted in the game. What is that like for you doing your job?
Honestly, just like I said, you know, those guys come in. I mean, Lane's obviously played a lot this year, you know, started every game and has been performing well. And I think, you know, Don coming in there, you know, it just speaks to the relationship of the offensive line. You know, it didn't entirely crumble, you know, when it, you know, we played as effective as we could. And, you know, obviously we could have played better. We should play better. But regardless, that just speaks, again, to the relationships we have as a team. You know, we all have that bond. I think that's special, and I think that gives us confidence moving forward.
Kind of understated, but you and Aaron have a good rapport. No fumbles, no, you know, the snaps are there. Yeah. Is it just like old times there as well, where he puts his hands underneath there, boom, it's there.
Yeah.
You got the chemistry.
No, and I think that he does a great job in practice too of throwing everything at you, you know, and just making sure you're on the balls of your feet and you're ready to go. And I think that that just comes with how many years of experience he's had. So, you know, it's definitely been, you know, it's a pleasure to work with him.
Final thing is, we know you're an Ohio State guy. You know, a lot of us around here will pull for the Badgers, like Wisconsin, whatever. What do we want out of Ohio State? It kind of is still a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow, that game earlier.
It is. You know, we got to win out. We got to have Penn State lose. And I think that Wisconsin's good, right? As long as Michigan doesn't win
out.
Yeah, as long as Wisconsin wins out, you know, now both the states, Ohio and Wisconsin, we're together, right? We're together.
Right in that championship game, then we can talk again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Corey, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Lance.
All right, Corey joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. More with Mike as well as Larry coming up in just a bit.
Rodgers shotgun, Jordy wide left. Snap to Rodgers, looks right, throws the right sideline. Got Adams, cuts right. He's across the 40, cutting left to the 45-50. And he's tracked down inside the Tennessee 40.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, back shoulder throws were very productive for you against the Titans. The most productive, 46-yarder, Davante Adams. Could you give us the whys and wherefores of this particular play?
Definitely. This particular play, it's just, you know, flanker drives their route is the concept that we're calling. You can see that Tennessee Titans are in their base coverage and in their dime defense. We bring Jordy down into a short motion. So with that, you have a, you know, kind of a half concept here coverage-wise, and they're playing quarters down here. All right, but really the focus is on the man-to-man coverage on Davante Adams. So, you know, with that, Paris Cox, you know, had a tendency of turning his back, particularly early to the football. So we're actually, the design of the play is to attack the middle of the coverage, which we would call a middle triangle read. So we're trying to build a triangle in the middle, put the stress point on this particular coverage. This is what we call an alert out here. So if we get the certain coverage, certain look, Aaron will work him as a primary receiver. So with that, you can see on the snap of the ball, as he already comes down, nice pocket there by our offensive line. James inserts. He's going to run the bounce cross there. You can see the triangle that's starting to form with Jordy and Randall coming out down here with an out route. But Aaron obviously notices right away the Paris, you know, Cox's, his shoulders, you know, his back is to the football. He throws it right on rhythm. It's a beautiful throw. Obviously, an excellent catch. You see how Davante holds it to the last possible second with his hands. And then with that, you know, he's off to the races.
Yeah, the run after the catch wasn't too bad either,
was it? No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Mike, I have never coached in anger a quarterback that throws the back shoulder thing. Is that a difficult throw for the quarterback? It was really good for you. Aaron makes it look easy, but it's got to be right there. Is it a difficult throw for a
definitely.
Quarterback?
Definitely. It's a difficult throw. There's a number of things that are into it. Obviously, the timing and the trust between the quarterback and the receiver, and then, you know, accuracy, tempo, you know, anticipation, because, you know, they're slightly different based on, you know, the depth of when it's going to happen. You know, what footwork are you doing it off of? Is it off of a three-step drop? Is it off of a five-step drop? So you can see in the big-time arm, you know, talent there, Aaron obviously helps a ton. So you can see the ball location is right and the timing, and you know, really the defensive back Paris really doesn't have a chance even to react to it. It's a, you know, the route is ran perfect, and it's an excellent throw.
Part of a 156-yard receiving day for Devontae Adams. Thank you, Mike. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Three receivers to the right. Snap to Rodgers on the back pedal. Looking. Throws. Looks out of the end zone. Goes. Touchdown! Left corner of the end zone. Devontae Adams and the Packers have the lead.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And now it is time to scout those Washington Redskins. And, Mike, they come into Sunday's game with a 5-3-1 record. How similar or dissimilar are they to the team you beat in last season's playoffs?
Well, having a chance to compare, you know, both the, you know, preliminary game plans and getting into the game planning, and, you know, obviously that game's part of our research, I would say they're a better team, you know, today than they were when we played in the playoffs. So, they, I mean, they've had some upgrades, some challenges there. So, I mean, offensively, their perimeter group is definitely a challenge as far as how you're going to match up with those guys. And, you know, defensively, they're very stout up front. Have good edge rushers, and, you know, and their corners are improved from last year. So this is an excellent football team, and obviously we're going there. This will be another big challenge for us.
And another team, Mike, whose quarterback is having a nice year. Kirk Cousins playing well for him, huh?
Absolutely. I think he's really settled into, you know, what they're about on offense. He has great command. I think that's something that, you know, we saw last year. And obviously when you compete against another team in live action, you get a really feel for the quarterback and how he goes about it. So he's having a heck of a year.
Another team with a dangerous tight end, Jordan Reed. What's the key, much like Delanie Walker, more like a wide receiver in some respects than a tight end, what's the key to getting those guys slowed down, containing them?
Well, I mean, he can beat you vertically, and he does a good job with the underneath route. So, I mean, he has the whole gamut in his route running. I think, you know, just like anything, when you're in the coverage element of it, is, you know, once again, it's, you know, playing true to your leverage, make sure we're in tune with it, you know, the formation adjustments and the keys, and just really learn from last week so, you know, they don't get on our edges too quick and play to your help.
Mike, something in general that I've noticed about the Redskins is they're pretty good at protecting the passer, just 12 sacks allowed, and they're pretty good at rushing the passer. They have 25, rank real high in sack percentage in both offense and defense. How are you seeing that stuff up front?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's about matchups, it's about game plan and their schemes, you know, they're going to run, and then from that, the variations that are going to come off of that. So, it starts up front really with both teams. I think it's something I think we talk about every week because you are in a former offensive lineman. So, but it's,
well,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's where it starts. So it's, I'd keep an eye on the line of scrimmage.
You know, it's amazing. Every team's got some pretty good guys, right? It's a tough league, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, it's the National Football League.
All right. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And, Mike, here's a crazy stat for you. The Washington Redskins, who, as we've talked about, have a pretty good offense, and yet they rank last in the league in red zone offense. You know, really poor, last in the league. Now, when you're getting ready for a team, how do you look at stuff like that? Does that factor in, or are there particular stats you just throw out, doesn't matter a bit? How does all that stuff filter in?
Well, I mean, it's part of your research. Statistics are always a starting point. And like anything, it's the why. I mean, even if it was the other way, if they were number one in the league. So you have to pay attention to that because there's patterns in everything. There's patterns in the way they do things. There's patterns in the way they change up things, and no different with us. So it's just about trying to, you know, create the proper scheme. Be proactive with the adjustments and play to people's patterns.
Mike, thank you. Good luck against the Redskins, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.